to tackle on that defensive line for Cass City after a very short gain on offense as Taylor Cady basically runs the same play Preston Warren does from left to right. In this case, when Cady takes it, it's right to left, and Hunter Vaughn is able to stop that for a one-yard gain. Second and nine for Lakers coming up.
6-0 Cass City, 8:25 left in the second quarter, clock rolling. 6-0 Cass City. Lakers on offense in their ensuing drive right now at their own 49-yard line, facing a second down, 9 to go. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Wisner fumbles the snap, has to bring it up. Broken play, he's running, has positive yards across the 45, then finally dives forward at the 42.5, and he may have the first down. Holy cow. Tackle made by Sandon Cuthrell of the secondary.
Unbelievable athleticism. Cool, calm in the pocket. Preston Warren goes in motion from left to right. And when Brennan Wisner takes that snap, he's supposed to follow him on an end around the right side. And as he goes right, the football goes behind him. He completely missed the snap. And he's able to turn around, pick up that football, and not only recover it, but pick it up, go left around the defense, and have clear sailing for at least 8 yards, and is able to make a guy miss as he dives forward for the first down. I think he's got it, Clark. But nonetheless, a play that should have been -5 turns into a, I believe they're going to confirm now, is a first down.
That's a first down, so a 9-yard gain for Brennan Wisner on the broken play. Moves the chains for the second time tonight for the Lakers. First and 10 inside Cass area territory at their 42-yard line. 8:06 left in the second quarter. Red Hawks 6, Lakers nothing.
Oh, it's plays like that, players like that, that's worth the price of admission. He's fun to watch. Brennan Wisner making things happen, especially when all disaster strikes. He still finds a way to get his offense the first down.
The winner of this game goes on to play neither New Lothrop or Pewaumee Westphalia at the end of the first quarter. It's tied 7-7. 7:54 left in the second. Lakers getting to the line of scrimmage, settling down. Wisner surveys the prairie. Double wing offense, man in motion. Preston Warren to the right. Gets the pitch, coming around the end, still on his feet. And gets that maybe out for positive yardage, maybe 2 yards as he falls on the 40-yard line after that 2-yard gain on the far sideline. Clock continues to roll. 6-0 Cass City, second down and 8 for the Lakers.
Number 10, Brendan Hamilton over there to finally bring down Preston Warren after it looked like, again, he was going nowhere but trusting his blockers. Very patient runner. Eventually gets to the sideline, is able to dive ahead and get those 3 yards.
5 minutes left in the first quarter. North here on Leeds, Bay City All Saints, 22-6.
I don't know what's going on over in Deckerville, but Cruz Ibarra scores again. Deckerville leads Morris 32-0 in the first quarter.
It's a pitch to the left side this time for the Lakers, and Cassidy sniffs it out for no gain, out to about the 40-yard line if they're lucky. And the bottom of that pile would be number 11, Taylor Cady, for the Lakers. No gain, third down, 8 to go.
Taylor Cady makes a nice run there for one hard yard, but again, there are Cass City defenders everywhere. It looked like Hunter Vaughn, Cass City, on that defensive line was there to make the tackle with a little help from Wyatt Dixon. Nonetheless, very little running room on that left-hand side so far. We'll see if Lakers continues to attack the right side or is play action in their future.
Third down and 8 from the Cass City 40-yard line. Right to left grassroots radio, the white-clad, jerseyed Lakers. Green helmets, black face masks. 4-year starter, Brent Wisner, under center. Preston Warren in motion, gets the pitch to the right, and breaks free of his first tackle, gets positive yardage, dives across the 40-yard line, out to about the 38-yard line, and that will be a 3-yard gain for Preston Warren and the Lakers, but this sets up a fourth down in about 6 to go.
Preston Warren there, very impressive run. I thought he lost 2 yards in the play. He was able to shake that tackler and turn it upfield. Jared Nagel in the area to make that tackle for Cass City.
Iowa Beach scores, 4:18 left in the second quarter, 8-6 Novell. 4 minutes, 4 yards to go, 6 yards, fourth down, 6 yards to go. Sorry, this semi-horn starting to get in my way. 5:25 left in the second quarter. Cassidy leading 6-0. Lakers on offense. Fourth down and 6, and they're going for it. Preston Warren going wide to the right, and Lakers calls a timeout as they were a little discombobulated there.
Yeah, they went for the hard count, Clark, and it didn't work. Cassidy did not jump, and now they're going to call a timeout and think about it. 5:18 to go in the first half. Cassidy leads Lakers 6-0.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And save while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen.
And this is Heidi from Hargill's Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon. We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more. You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Hargill's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Facing a fourth down, 6 yards to go. Out of the pistol formation, Brennan Wisner keeps it for himself. Gets about 8 yards all the way down to the 30-yard line to convert on fourth down for the Lakers. 5:10 left in the second quarter. 6-0 Cass City leading. But the Lakers in Cass City territory, 30-yard field to work with.
Very unique play. A lot of motion. You had guys move left, guys move right. They ended up with three receivers on the left side and a running back left of Brennan Wisner. And the whole play is a designed rollout where he has the option to throw it downfield deep, throw it to the sideline for about 8 yards or keep it himself. He makes an awesome spin move about 6 yards down the field to break that tackle and get a first down. But I must note, Brendan Hamilton come hobbling off the field on that play on defense. Noah Zaleski checks in.
First down and 10, Wisner rolling to his right, keeping it for himself. And he's going to be brought down for a loss of a yard as the defensive end on that side, that would be number 89, Hunter Vaughn, with the tackle for a loss of a yard on Brennan Wisner. First down, 11 yards to go.
I felt the same way the home crowd did there for a second. There was a blatant hold there, a grab of the jersey. You could see it right in our view, Clark, right before the running back on the play. The whole crowd in front of us stood up. Everybody could see it, but apparently the people that matter does not matter. Cass City's defensive line stays strong and makes a tackle in the backfield for a one-yard loss.
Second down, 11 to go. 4:05 left in the second. And they're going with the single wing, double wing offense. Double reverse, and it's out to about the 30-yard line, and Cass City stands them up again. This time only for a gain of a yard. Taylor Cady, the ball carrier, and only back to the original line of scrimmage. Second, third down, and 10 to go for Lakers. They trail 6-0, 3:45 left before the half is over.
And Nick Perry, number three, leading the charge from that middle linebacker spot, but he had help from a whole bunch of defensive backs. They stuff it right at the line of scrimmage. I don't even know if they're going to give him a gain of a yard. Looks like no gain.
Yeah, maybe not.
And good news for Cass City fans out there. Brennan Hamilton checks back into the game for this third down and long situation.
Preston Warren in motion. Wisner rolling to his left. He's in trouble, and he lets it fly downfield. And we have a pass down the field, incomplete. Cass Lakers wanted a flag as Brennan Hamilton and Adam LeGault got their ankles tied up and both fell to the ground. No flag pulled and incomplete pass, third down 11.
Well, I got to start with the throw.
Yep.
Brennan Wisner had defenders draped all over him, and as he's going to the ground, he's able to throw a strike about 25 yards down the field, just a little bit out of reach of his intended receiver, Adam LeGault. But Brendan Hamilton, in perfect coverage, step by step, is reading the play, looking for the football, and that's the key to this explanation. He's looking for the football, and when their ankles intertwine and tangle and they both go to the ground, it was unintentional. He has the same right to the football the wide receiver does. It's a perfect no call by the officials. And fourth down and 11, Cass City defense still standing strong, but Lakers offense still, for the moment, seems to be on the field.
And they're going with two wide to the left, one to the right. Wisner in the shotgun. Gets the snap, stays in the pocket. Throwing down to the left, near left side of the end zone. And this one is caught. Touchdown, Lakers. That's Jacob Kretschmer. Brings in the fourth and 11 reception in